Faces, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Great to have you with us tonight. Welcome, everybody. Hello, and thanks for joining us here at Family Feud. Two families locked in a battle of wits and words as they compete for the chance to win $10,000 and maybe even a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. Time to meet our families. First up, welcome back our carryover champs who are here on their fourth night in a row from South Australia. It's the Hunter family. Night four is good because if you win tonight, you play for the car tomorrow. So it's been going really well for you, Ryan, hasn't it?
It has. It's very exciting.
Remind Australia who's on board this winning team of yours.
My big brother Rob, my cousin Mel, and my cousin Matt.
And ready to take them on tonight from New South Wales, it's the Tooney family. Very classy, distinguished.
Oh, thank you.
Who's on board this lovely dynamic team of yours?
I have my wife Fran, my daughter Jade, and my sister-in-law Bernadette, also known as Bear.
Hi, Bear.
Hi.
How are you? You ready to have some fun?
I am.
Always.
Righto, team captains, round one, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with Superman. Ryan?
Lois Lane.
Lois Lane. Is that where he lives? Rob Paul.
Clark Kent.
Clark Kent. Oh, sorry, Paul. As the outdoory type that, you know, rescues family members when they've got spiders or snakes, you're a bit of a human Superman yourself within your own family, aren't you, Rob?
Some have said that, yes.
Yeah. Great to have you back, mate. It's been fun the last couple of nights, hasn't it?
Having an absolute ball.
Good, good to see. Name something you associate with Superman.
I think you associate his cape.
His cape? Can't fly without it, I'm pretty sure. Cape. How are you, Mel?
I'm very good, thank you.
Name something you associate with Superman.
Phone box.
Phone box, that's where he gets changed. It's a strike, I'm afraid. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Name something you associate with Superman.
Flying.
Flying.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. As a kid, we all kind of secretly wish we had some kind of superpower. What was yours?
Mind control.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Just give him the money now.
Thank you.
Works. Name something you associate with Superman.
I'm going to say underwear on the outside.
Yeah. Can you give me a demonstration?
Yes.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Name something you associate with Superman.
I'm thinking the Superman symbol.
Oh, the big S.
Big S.
The big S on the chest.
S.
Right in front. The greatest billboard there is. Oh. Second strike, I'm afraid. Hey, Toomey's, you could steal, so have a think of an option. Mel?
Muscles.
Muscles. He's a strong man. Matt?
What takes away from his muscles is kryptonite.
Yeah. Oh. The opposite. Weakens him. Be really good for you guys on night four to take out this first game. One left on the board for a clean sweep, Ryan.
Yeah, it's going to be his suit. His Superman suit.
The Superman suit.
Suit.
Give me suit on the board. Is that number 6? Oh. 3 strikes, Hunters. 2 miss. You could grab this from them right now. Bernadette, what would you say?
Reporter.
Jade, nice.
Probably reporter as well.
Okay.
And I have to go with the team, reporter.
You are the one family, aren't you?
We are.
Paul,
yes.
Do you have something of your own or do you like that as an option to go with?
I did, but I'm not game to go with mine.
You big wuss.
Yes, yes, correct.
So you reckon reporter?
Yes.
Reporter for the Daily Planet.
Daily Planet.
That's it. Show me reporter on the board. Hunters, grab the early points. This is what we were looking for. 6-0. Early days, though. And if you're going to win for 5 nights in a row, this is night 4, Hunter family. On night 5, you win. You're taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. This great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, and the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system and rain-sensing wipers as well. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at the home. See how we go here. I want the top answer to this one. What is something people do when they are in love? The answer when we come back right here on Family Feud. With two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. And before the break, I asked, what's something that people do when they are in love? And the top answer was...
kiss!
Oh, thank you, shucks. Rob, Fran, let's play! We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a famous George. Rob.
George Costanza.
George Costanza! Nice.
George Washington.
Let's see if it's higher up. And it is! Hi, Jade.
Hi.
How are you going? Lovely to meet you.
You too.
Is this an exciting opportunity to be here?
Extremely, extremely exciting.
Excellent work. Are you ready to play?
Ready to play.
Have you got a famous George?
I'm going to say George Clooney.
George. Yeah. A little bit disappointed that recently he got hitched.
He is a little bit old for me, so it's OK.
Fran? Fran's nodding. What about Clooney? That's good for the confidence, yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi,
what's behind the nickname?
I have an Italian father, Francesco and I, and my brother was 12 months younger and he couldn't pronounce my name, and my Italian father used to say Benedetta, so it became Bear, and it just got shortened, so everybody, aunties, uncles, everybody called me Bear.
You're just Bear forever and ever and
I know,
ever.
Just like a teddy bear.
Aww, that is so true.
I hope. Not a grizzly.
Sometimes I bite.
My children say that.
Name a famous George.
Prince George.
Prince George, yeah, the new edition. Yeah. Name a famous George.
Let's say George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle's a good one. And it's there. Name a famous George.
Orwell.
George Orwell.
Mm.
Jade.
I've got a couple in mind, but I think I might go with King George.
King George is not a bad try. Let's see if it's on the board. Second strike, the Hunters could steal this off you. Bear.
This is probably showing my age, but George Negus. Yeah.
George Negus. One of the great journalists of our time here in this wonderful country of ours. Three strikes, I'm afraid. Sorry, Bear. Hunters. Matt, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go, let me try Boy George.
Is this one of your favourite musical icons?
No, I wouldn't say up there, but it might find on my iPod.
Mel.
Bush.
George Bush.
Oh, Rob. George Foreman.
George Foreman makes a mean griller. Yeah. Ryan.
I'm going to go out on my own and go...
It has worked for you in the past.
It has.
In fact, it got you the win last night, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
So, nah, you got the confidence. You got the runs on the board. What is it?
George Harrison.
One of the Beatles.
Is he a Beatle? I thought he was a Beatle.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Ready to do it? Ooh. Here's the steal. He says George Harrison. No! That gets the Toomies into the game. This is what we're looking for, 7. Oh, yeah. Oh. Matt's secret love affair was on the board. George Michael.
The Toomies.
Oh, wow. So, Captain, what do we take from that?
One for one. We're even now.
It's 57 to 76 right now. Double points tie. Give me Mel, give me Jade. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. besides ice cream, give me a word or phrase starting with ice. Mel?
Cone.
Ice. That's OK. You look stressed, but it's OK. Jade?
Skating?
Ice skating's not bad. Bear.
Yes.
Besides ice cream, give me a word or phrase starting with ice.
Ice block.
Ice block is good. Paul.
Ice cube.
Ice cube. The wrapper? There it is. And the item. Fran, playing well. The teamies are doing good here. You trail, but not by much. So this is looking all right for you at the moment. Besides ice cream, give me a word or phrase starting with ice.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey. Yeah. Jade.
Icing sugar.
Icing sugar.
I don't know. Sugar.
First try. Don't stress. Hey, don't be too hard on yourself.
Okay, it's just the game. We're here for fun, remember? You're with your family and it's all right. Just breathe.
Pack me up.
Make it all go away.
Bear.
Ice sculptor.
Ice sculptor's nice. Yeah. Second strike, I'm afraid. The hunter's good steel. Paul.
Ice machine.
An ice machine. It's where you get your ice from.
Exactly.
You get it from an ice machine, says Paul. Three strikes, I'm afraid. Proving to be a bit of a tough one. Hunters, Matt, what do you say?
Iceland.
Iceland. Mel.
Ice magic.
Oh, yes.
Rob.
I like a bit of rap. Ice Ice Baby.
Yes, you do. To the extreme, a rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and watch you chomp like a candle. Damn. Speak of that boom. I'm giving your brain like a poisonous mushroom, deadly. When I'm playing dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it, I'll leave it. You better gain weight. Better hit the bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out my hook while my DJ revolves it.
What are we going with? I'm going solo again because it went so well last time. I'm going with Iceberg.
Iceberg! Dead ahead.
Iceberg dead ahead, he says.
Oh, he does it! The hunters grab some more valuable prize. Remaining answers on the board are eight.
Icebox. Icy Pearl.
That was a lot of fun, but extremely exhausting. 186 right now to 57. We've got ourselves a fun game tonight. Now, look, if you're a fan of Family Feud, then check us out on 10 Play. There's highlights, there's outtakes, if that didn't make it in, and the official Family Feud game that you can all play along all night with. Look, just head to 10 Play and all the family details you need for Family Feud are right there. Now, we're coming back for Triple Points. Don't go anywhere. This is going to be a cracker tonight right here on Family Feud. The scores are 57 to the Toomey family. The Hunters have it here at the moment on their fourth night on 186, and it's the family who gets to 300 points in this round could win $10,000. If the Hunters get it, they'll be playing for the car tomorrow night right here on Family Feud. Triple points right now, everybody, so don't give up, Toomeys. We're ready to go. Give me Matt. Give me Bear. Let's play.
Sorry.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you're likely to find in the third drawer of a kitchen. Matt.
Cutlery.
Cutlery could be in the third drawer. Oh. Bernadette.
Tea towels.
Tea towels. Excellent. You're playing like a boss tonight,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Name something you're likely to find in the third drawer of a kitchen.
A ladle.
A ladle.
Soup and things.
A ladle. First strike, Rob.
I've got Glad Wrap.
You've got Glad Wrap in your third drawer.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You're currently just mentally picturing it at home right now, eh? Yeah, I thought so.
Takeaway menus.
Excellent. No. Second strike. The tomb is good steel. Matt.
Similar to Gladra, but alfoil.
Alfoil could be in that draw.
Three strikes. The chance goes missing for the hunters there. Bernadette.
Electric knife.
Jade.
Tongs.
Fran.
Plates.
Paul.
At our draw at home, we have utensils.
For the steel, is it on the board? Yes, it is! Wow, Toomies! Takes you to 198. Number 8.
Junk.
Scissors.
Wood spoon.
Garbage bags.
Knives.
Wow, take a look at that. 186 to 198, which means no team has reached 300 points. It's sudden death time. Captains to the podium. There's only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck to the both of you. We surveyed 100 people, and the top answer is on the board. Name a part of a piano. Paul?
Keys.
It's piano keys for the win. The top answer. Winning streak has been stopped. Over $20,000. They have won from their time. Righty up down the feud. What do you make of it?
It's very exciting. It's been a great experience. And I hope the Toomies can carry it on.
Good sports, too. A big thank you to the Hunters. It was great having you guys. Well done. You were great winners.
Toomies, come forward. It's your turn to see if we can win some cash.
It's dad and daughter time. So, how was this process decided?
No one else would get up.
Excellent. I love it. You're honest. Head back that way. The soundproof booth is over there. Paul, you and I shoot for $10,000 on Family Feud, and we do it next. You all right?
Yeah.
She's okay. She's all right.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here on The Feud. Let's see if the Toomey family can win some cash. They are our brand new champs. Does it feel nice?
It feels great.
To be called a Family Feud champion family.
Yeah, well, we've made it one night, so that's good.
One of many, let's hope. Now, if you and your dad get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Now, he's currently in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less, and can't hear your answers. He's deep in concentration mode there.
Dad, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, dads always do that. Yeah. Does he always do daggy
dancing?
I know.
Always.
What is it about parents? Uh-huh. So embarrassment. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer, OK?
OK.
Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And yep. The clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
I'm ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Jade.
Thanks.
Name a game kids always want adults to play with them.
Hide and seek.
Name something you eat with your hands.
Tacos.
What's something people do on a day off work?
Go to the beach.
Name a spread you have on toast.
Vegemite.
Name something that has many creases.
A shirt.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
I don't know.
Does it feel good?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
That is so much.
You did well. Let's see how you went. Name a game kids always want adults to play with them. You said hide and seek. The survey says. Fantastic start. Really good. Name something you eat with your hands. You said tacos. Survey says 5. What's something people do on a day off work? You said they go to the beach. Survey says 13. Name a spread you have on toast. You said Vegemite. Survey says
Name something that has many creases. You said a shirt does. Survey says. Oh. Wow.
You gotta be proud.
I'm sure I am.
She's a clever one.
That she is.
She's done a lot of work for you.
Excellent.
Already. You
Wonderful.
Only need 58 points to get $10,000. So really good stuff. Really good stuff. I'm gonna ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player and it's a little trickier, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, okay?
Great.
Now, if you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. And can we remind everybody of Jade's answers? 25 seconds on the clock too, please. And the time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Paul.
Thank you.
Name a game kids always want adults to play with them.
Charades.
Name something you eat with your hands.
Fruit.
What's something people do on a day off work?
Go to the beach.
Try again.
Pass.
Name a spread you have on toast.
Vegemite.
Try again.
Jam.
Name something that has many creases.
Shirts.
Try again.
Sheets.
What's something people do on a day off work?
Go shopping.
Pretty good. We got a chance. We got a good chance. Let's go. How do you feel about that?
A great score, 142. Yep. Let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
Okay. Here we go. Name a game kids always want adults to play with them. You said charades. The survey says 6. Hide and seek was the top answer. Jay did well there. Name something you eat with your hands. You said fruit. The survey says 11. If you had said chips, you would have had the top answer. Yes. So we need now 41 to get $10,000. What's something people do on a day off work? You said you go shopping. Do you?
I don't.
No, I didn't think so. Survey says 17. Now, sleep or relax was the top answer there. So we just need 24 now for $10,000 from these last two answers. Do you reckon you can do it?
No, I think we'll fall short.
Name a spread you'd have on toast. You said jam. The survey says Jade really delivered for you. She had Vegemite there as well. So we need 6 now for $10,000. We okay over there, family?
Yeah.
I think Fran's sending you really good vibes at the moment. Hoping this works out well.
Me too.
Name something that has many creases. You said sheets have many creases. Do you spend all night just ironing them?
No.
Just getting some nice pleated creases in your sheets?
No.
Make them decorative?
No.
Are you confident
that
has enough to get you over the line?
No.
So you're now regretting that answer?
Yeah, probably yes.
What would you have said in hindsight?
Tablecloths.
Might have some creases in
it. you
don't do much around the house, do you?
Yeah,
I do great. Leave me alone. Survey says. Congratulations. Shirt was the top answer. That was another one of Jade's. That's a happy family. We're all happy. It's Family Feud, unless you're winning. And then it's just family fun, which is beautiful. Stay tuned for the projects. It's news for all the family. We love that. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.